News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning. My gosh, what a great day this is going to be. November the 6th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hope you're having a great morning. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on today. Got a lot of people coming through here. A lot of news, a lot of news from elections. But Bad Bob, let's start off with the weather.
Partly sunny today, a high near 74. Mostly cloudy tonight, low will be around 51 degrees. They've eliminated the chance of rain on Wednesday. Thursday will be partly sunny and a high near 71. Right now it is 49 degrees in Reading, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
You know, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for veterans and seniors, our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane do a lot for the community also. So it's a lot more than just the gas and propane. Today, let's start off. I tell you what, let's go to our friend Kathy Lathrop Cummings at our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 111 points at 15,729. The S&P 500 is positive 9 at 1772, and the NASDAQ is up 9 as well at 3949. Active stocks this morning include MindSpeed Technology, which is up $2.05 at $5.02, and Bank of America up 6 cents at $13.99. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 24 cents at $25.99, and Pepsi is up 75 cents at $85.37. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices and the 30-year bond, which has brought the yield to 3.77%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 81 cents at $94.18. Gold is up $9.40 at $1,317.50. And silver is up 24 cents at $21.88. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, because you have people that you can walk in, talk to, that this is what they do. This is their job. They give great advice. So, you know, give them a chance to see where your investment's going, how they're going. I had a class just last night on investments and stocks and, you know, and on investments. And to tell you what, it's worth it. It's worth the time to take with our friends down at our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk elections. We're going to talk about some of the things that are happening here in town. We're going to talk, about impact on the latest statements from President Obama about Obamacare. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222 1234.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl in the Bag. Good morning, my friends. November the 6th, 7:12 in the morning. Bad Bob and I are here. Okay, Bad Bob, I got to start off the day like this. Okay, are you into football? Are you? Would you say you're a rabid football fan?
No.
Okay. Well, I know somebody that is. His name is John Grant. He's a 42-year-old Chicago Bears fan.
Tough ass. Remember when the Bears were really...
Oh, gosh, you know, the monsters of the Midway. Yeah. Anyway, this Wisconsin man made a bet with his wife, his lovely wife, that says, hey, look, if the Bear, you know, she is his wife, Nicole, is a Green Bay Packers fan, and he's a Chicago Bears fan. How they ever got together, I don't know, because these people are really rabid, if you look at it. I mean, they're really after their teams. Here's the bet. If the visiting Bears won, the couple agreed, John would be able to tase Nicole for 3 seconds. So they're at the bar.
Oh.
And he tases her like 3 or 4 times. And she says, wait a minute, I didn't say that. So when they come, but they've got all the video because everybody's got phones. And she's sitting laughing. Wow, bam, gets her once. And then they do it again. Anyway, husband was arrested. And it said in the video, Mrs. Grant seen laughing. And it appeared apparent that Ms. Grant had consented. Asked if tasing caused pain, Nicole told police. Hell yeah, it hurts. She reported that the electrical device had been used on the outside of her clothing, even though it caused burn marks on her buttocks. She did decline medical treatment.
Ain't love Grant.
So he was arrested in possession of electric weapons charge, a felony carrying a maximum 6-year prison. I don't think it's going to happen. He was, was alcohol involved with this? Do you think it could be alcohol was involved with this at all?
There's a sucker bet right there.
It seems like they each consented to a breathalyzer test. Nicole's alcohol level was 1.55, which was nearly twice the 0.08 legal limit, while John's was a bit lower at 1.37. So they were drunk, they had the game, and he tased her a few times. Now, is that marriage? I think that marriage is salvageable. I really do. I think it is.
Well, I'm not sure if that counts as if it was the contact device, because the taser is the one with the darts.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they this is a stun gun.
Well, right? Whatever. But I guess it's illegal to have one of those things. Or
in certain jurisdictions, yeah, the possession of a stun device is not legal.
This is arrested for possession of an electric weapons charge.
Yeah.
I just can't think that they're going to put him in jail, though.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's love. I mean, it's a couple, you know, they're shared. They're sharing. They share their football, their love of football. They share their love of drinking, and they share their love of S&M right there. All right. Let's go on to something not quite as
shocking.
Quite as shocking. Yeah. Wes Forman left. That's you know what? That's probably not as shocking as some people think. Wes Forman, who was the, of course, the county's chief probation officer since 2010, and the main architect of the local AB 109 prison realignment system here. If you know the sheriff and the city chief of police are in it, but it was Wes Forman who was appointed, by the way, by the judges. This was not he was, even though it was Shasta County, he was appointed and overseen by the judges, and not say the board of supervisors. Not saying that some of the things he did shouldn't have kind of like rung a bell, and I mean rung a big bell. Now, AB 109 is a horrible thing that's happened to our state, brought on by mismanagement of the California penal system by the people in charge of it, Democrats. And, you know, the fact is, well, you know, I take that back. Republicans were in here all the way too, okay? I cannot say that this was a Democrat thing. I can say now Democrats can take possession because they've got everything, but no, the Republicans were right in here too, also making stupid decisions when it came down to it. So they released, what, 30,000 prisoners. Shasta County being kind of a place that we actually believe in incarcerating bad guys, we got our share back. Well, what had happened? We'd shut down the third floor of the jail. That took months and months to reopen while they're trying to find people. You know, when you put out a request for people that want to work, and you put out, and you get hundreds of the, you get hundreds of these, resumes in, and applications. And then you test them, and you find out, when's the last time you used drugs? Oh, it's been years. You have to take a polygraph. Well, probably this week. You know, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we finally get the third floor open. But there was a special center for the worst of the worst there. And it didn't open up until this year. I mean, it was years. We had the money. The overall point is that it didn't get any better. And Wes Forman was in charge of it. And, you know, frankly, in the Obama administration, when, the buck does stop someplace, and it stopped here with Wes Forman. Right? So he said that, I don't think he has made a statement on this, but crime has gone up. AB 109 is a pain in our keisters, and the fact is that it's not, we're still having crime. And five shootings, okay, let me put it this way. Four shootings and a mysterious death.
Five homicides.
Five homicides since October the 25th. Now, they did arrest one guy, and it was drug-related. They believe it was drug-related, marijuana-related, because now it's, marijuana harvest time, and there's probably millions of dollars sitting out in people's backyards that they're shooting each other over. Two people up in Ingot, a guy taken to Mercy. They caught that guy that they believe shot the guy that died in Mercy. The father that shot the son out in Igo. And then this one with the burning body in the back of the truck, of the burning truck. These spikes in crime. And Wes Forman, unfortunately for him in some ways, and unfortunately for us in some ways, was at the, was the apex of this. He was one that was supposed to put this plan together. Anyway, I agree with Ross. He said, it is time for a change, and it'll be interesting to see what they do. The last thing that Ross said in his editorial was the problem realignment had brought to Shasta County certainly wasn't all Forman's fault. Far from it. But the county's law-abiding residents badly need a better approach. Absolutely. We'll take a break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired, a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. November 6th, 605-4567. What do you want to talk about today? I've got two or three other things in here. We're streaming live in KCNR1460.com. And Onion Grower, I got an answer to you, to your question here. But let me talk about Crown Motors. Our neighbors giving us great deals down there on cars, trucks, SUVs, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford dealership. Our local guys in Reading Crown Motors, I can't say enough about them. Located at 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on down there. You know what? Just going down there. See what they've got going, because I tell you what, they're going to make a great deal for you. Give them a call, 223-2177, their service department, and I can attest to this, is just outstanding, my Ford F-150. Onion Grower, what are people with marijuana? They make $100,000 to $200,000. What do they do with that money? Cash transactions over $100,000 or $10,000 have to be reported to the feds. I think they get, you know, I think Bad Bob was in here talking about it, that, you know, they get cash. I don't think they get checks. When they get cash, you know, you can spread that around a little bit, but, you know, what, Bad Bob, you're going to say something.
Oh, well, there's a number of avenues still, and I'm sure that there will be calls to clamp down on things like prepaid cards, or if somebody, say, walks into an auto dealership and plunks down cash, which I have seen with my own.
Oh, that happened.
And I'm sure that somebody will want to pass a law saying, well, that has to be reported. Do you really want that kind of reach into everyone's personal affairs?
It used
bad
to be
enough already.
I thought it was $5,000 at one point, and then they brought it back up to $10,000. Anyway, there are stocks out there, and what's the name of that one we were just talking about? It starts with a B, but it's $172,000 a share. A share. Now, in the 80s, it was $26,000 a share. That's how much it's grown. And it's up to $172,000 or $176,000 a share in this fund. When we're out there on remote, we're going to be out there on remote tomorrow on Thursday down at the, Cornerstone Bank, and it's going to be a bunch of us down there raising money for Robert to give, to buy punch cards for veterans. We're going to be down there, so when you come by tomorrow, just to say hello. I've got, Rick Hill's coming on. He's going to talk a little bit about it. He's dropping off money. I'll ask him about that. Anyway, that's where part of the money goes to. Hey, let's go to, hey, Bob, find my favorite Obama statement. And, I want you to play it because there's been a slight tweak to it, my friends.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Well, that's not exactly what he meant, though. Yesterday,
what you mean by period?
Yeah, the president told about 200 of his campaign supporters and healthcare activists money that the administration had promised Americans they could keep their current coverage, as long as the plans hadn't changed since Obamacare was signed into law. If you have or had one of those plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed. Now, do you remember that part being in there? If it hasn't changed since the law passed. So we wrote into the Affordable Care Act, you are grandfathered in on that plan, but if the insurance company changes it, then what we're saying is you've got to change it to a higher standard. They've got to make it better, which means your plan gets canceled. It meets the standard of the Obama administration, not your standards. Do you want to pay? I'm sorry, but if you're 20 years old, you want to pay for, you're not married. Do you want to pay for a geriatrics getting care? No, not really. If I'm 70, which I'm not, but Bob's close to getting there. Do you want to pay for pediatric vision and dental care for children? No. Do I want to pay for birth control? No. I don't pay for those things. Guess what? I don't pay for those things because that's not in my plan. Well, it is now because of the Obamacare one size fits all. Even though they've got different plans, but you're still having to pay for it. That's why this thing's not going to work. Young people aren't going to pay for that. I'll take the $98 fine. And of course, everything that you've ever known about me will, of course, go in there. I like the little cartoon today. It says, look, look, I finally signed up for Obamacare. I got through. I signed up online. And and then there's an immediate message on the computer. NSA approves this. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Obama has already started shifting what he was saying. What a lie. You know, people are going, there are people that are, you know, you can say, well, you know what, you know, sometimes you get carried away with the hyperbole. Sometimes, you know, you say something once, but then, you know, you kind of correct it the next time. 26 times in speeches and then another 20 times in other statements. And now he's saying, well, that's not exactly what I said. Well, of course it's what you said. You lied. You lied. You knew in 2010 they weren't going to be able to keep it. This whole website, the website, by the way, is getting better from what I understand, but it's not the website. It's not the website. It's just an indicator of how bad this is going to be. Let me how bad Obamacare is. McAuliffe, and that was running for governor against Cuccinelli in Virginia. 12-point lead, 13-point lead, 14-point lead. The money. Outspending $15 million in the last week and a half. And guess what? The final, they send the numbers at the end. Yep, McAuliffe won. And there is, you know, you could say hollow victories and all this, but McAuliffe won 48%, Cuccinelli 45%. In other words, he had come up something like 15 points to get that close. And of course, there was a Libertarian in the race that took the rest of the votes that may have made the difference. And so you're looking at, and the big difference was, besides the Clintons coming down there and stumping, and all of the millions of dollars, Obamacare. People are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, there's problems with this thing. Blue Shield of California just, you know, through the Attorney General's office or the Insurance Commission's office just said, okay, we'll back off for 3 months. We won't cancel the 115,000 people we were going to cancel because of the Obamacare Affordable Care Act. They begged them, don't do that, don't do that. Well, if that's the only thing, you know, and when you start looking at it, in insurance companies, just like our guest yesterday said, they're going to have too big to fail. You got three of them here in California handling all the insurance. This, you know, it's just not going away. We'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, if you're talking about it, we want to talk about it.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advance Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. I'm in here with a Bad Bob. It's 7:33 in the morning, November the 6th. What's the weather look like there, Bad Bob?
Right now, Carl, we have still about 50, let me double check this, about 50 degrees in Reading. Partly sunny, a high near 74, and tonight's low around 51. Partly sunny for your Thursday, a high near 71. And this weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and More, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike Huber does great work, and I can't say enough about it. 241-7866. Speaking of institutions in town, we're talking about Holcomb's. And Michael Holcomb is with us today. And, you know, we haven't had you. Have we had you on before?
No.
Michael, I didn't think so. Okay. Even though that we know you, because you are where we bring all of our vacuum cleaners and everything that needs to be repaired.
Yes, and, you do.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, from all the overuse that we do with them, you know, vacuuming 12 times. Okay. Everybody knows better than that. Tell us a little bit about the business. And I know it's first opened in 1964.
Yeah, 1964. My folks opened that up down on Yuba Street. That little building is still there, kitty corner to Reading Bank of Commerce there, corner of East and Yuba. That was many years down there. In about 76 or so, they purchased a building down on Bocelli. That's our current location. We had the store open for about 2 years, and Dad said to Mom, the day the downtown store makes the same amount that the Enterprise store does, we shut it down. It took them about 2 years, shut it down, opened up fully down on Bocelli Lane, and we've been there ever since.
Well, it's a how do you get into this kind of business?
Wow.
I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it's a business that has to be done, obviously. Right. But, how does somebody get into this? I mean, was it like I was selling these and then I started having to repair them or something like that?
History. Let's see. My dad had a fella. His name was Max. They were in partnership with a small store called LeBrun's Appliance. They did appliance repair.
My gosh.
Bob remembers.
Yeah, Bob remembers this.
And, Max would want to go to folks' houses and fix the oven, the washer, the dryer, what have you, appliances. And my dad did that for a while, so he would do service calls, and he figured, you know, if I just tell people how to fix it, sell them the part, I can stay here in the store and do just fine. So he did that for several years, brought in my mom, and they needed to expand the line, have more of, you know, inventory, so they brought in vacuum cleaners. They had that for several years, and then it's just snowballed ever since.
Well, and it's a family business because if you look at the staff, you know, Frank and Hardy and you and Christy, and a number of other people you've got here working at your store. I find this interesting, and the fact that you do a lot of vacuum repairs.
You bet.
And I see on one of these pages that you have found a number of things inside the vacuums that might cause some problems. My favorite one is one of the things you found in there was bats.
Yes.
Bats inside in the vacuum.
A dead bat. Mummified.
Okay, so it's just been in there a long time?
Yeah, folks were just vacuuming underneath something and whoop, there it was.
I mean, I'm almost, you know, said the PG version.
Yeah.
You mean you found other things in there?
I cannot mention them.
Oh. Well, we got to take a break in a minute here. Okay, what are some of the things that will kill a vacuum immediately?
Any kind of drywall dust, gypsum, the powders that you put on your floor to, quote, refresh them, unquote. What that does is it goes through your bag or your filter. It goes straight to the commutator bar on your motor, kills the carbon brushes, and makes your motor toast.
That's it. I mean, because I see that stuff where you say, oh, just spray this for that for that fresh smell on your carpet. I mean, I don't know if I've seen it advertised lately, but I remember I used to see that.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's an abrasive.
Yeah, exactly. And so what it does, it sucks. And then you vacuum it. Oh, it just makes everything smell great. Oh,
if it burns
out your vacuum.
If you can take something and rub it in your finger and it fills in the fingerprint on your finger, it's too fine for your vacuum filters and goes through.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and fireplace ash, terrible.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that probably, they stick that hose down in there to clean out the ash.
Get a dedicated vacuum for that.
Huh.
Yep.
And let's see, what are some of the other things?
We've had ammo go through there before.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'd save that ammo because it's pretty valuable lately.
It's 22 short.
Oh. Okay. Okay, you've gone through a lot of sewing machines and vacuum cleaners. Right. Do you get as many sewing machines as you used to, do you think?
Oh, yeah. They flood in all day.
Really?
Yeah. We've got folks bringing in machines from the 20s, from the 30s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We still have the leather belts for treadle machines, the old one.
Yeah.
Sit there with your flip bang.
Oh, my grandmother had those. And I remember that's an antique. I think it's around my sister's house someplace like that. Well, so there's people people still do a lot of sewing.
Oh yeah, it's big.
Come to think of it, there's a lot of. I just saw that new store open up, and I had a lot to do with sewing and
well, there's a big community of quilting and embroidery here in town, and machine embroidery is huge right now, and not just putting a logo on your shirt or on a hat. They make amazing, amazing designs, quilts included into the embroidery. It's beautiful.
Wow. Well, I guess that's not unusual then. Because I do know they have a big quilting society here, and they've got shows on TV about quilting.
Oh, yeah.
And so it still must be pretty big. I'm here with Michael Holcomb, and we're talking about his business here and that when they started, how long they've been here and the things. I want to take a quick break. I want to talk, in this next segment is recommendations you have. Like, is there a vacuum cleaner that will last forever?
Good question.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're talking local business here today with our the Hokama appliances, and they do the, of course, sewing machines, vacuum cleaners, and just a lot of different things. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. If you're talking about it, we want to talk about it. You know, we do local businesses as much as we can because we believe in shopping local, staying local, letting the money stay here in town. And, you know, the people that are getting hired are here in town. You know, it's really big that we shop local, you know, and buy local here. You know, if you spend, everybody spent $50 a month here in the local area, for, you know, instead of spending that $50 out of town, spend it here in town. And I'm not just talking about Mike here, but, you know, businesses here. It would have a huge impact. $50 a month. Huge impact on everything here because all that amount of money and then the taxes it generates and the jobs it generates, you know, everything would just be, it's huge. And, you know, and this, like our next, you know, the, this read I have here, the Ready and Spray Service. It's a local guy. Over 20 years experience. And if you, you know, he'll come out and he'll do, it'll take care of all these different pests. It'll take care of, you know, pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. And they're going to do a great job for you. And it's Reading Spray Service. Give them a call at 221-3007 or check out their website, readingspray.com. Over 20 years in the business out here. And it's kind of people that we're talking about is doing in with local businesses. That's why we like having people like Mike Holcomb on and talking about Holcomb's appliances. Now, when I left, I said we want to talk about a couple of things, but is there one vacuum that you would use for everything? Or are they kind of like specific, actually?
Yeah, it really depends on what you want to do. So if you have a home that's wall-to-wall carpet, folks usually look at an upright vacuum cleaner for something like that. But if you have a mixed surface with, say, some tile, some wood, and then some carpet, you would look at a canister-style vacuum cleaner. Now, the ultimate is going to be a central vac installed into your wall type of vacuum cleaner, usually done when you're constructing the home. We used to do that a few years ago, but we did pull out of that when the housing market went.
Yeah. Somewhere. Are those good, central vacs?
I have one in my house. Yeah.
So there's, like, different vacuums all through the house? Like,
yeah.
Or is it just one big one? It's not just one.
If there's a large unit, say, usually out in a garage or if mm-hmm. you have a service area, depending on the layout of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually have one outlet hole per about 900 square foot of the home.
Okay.
So I have, two, three outlets in my house.
All right. So that does work. I always thought that it would, the further away you got from home base, the less it would work.
Well, they rate the unit as to your square foot and your trunk line run for that. Easy.
Okay. You gave me a great PowerPoint slide, great slide here that says, where are the upright vacuums made?
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, they used to be made in the United States.
You're right.
In 2008, less than 7% of all vacuums sold to Americans and for American homes came off the production lines in the U.S. So I imagine it might even be less than that now then. It says 7%.
It's pretty accurate even to today.
To today?
Vacuum companies, lines, whatnot, they don't move off the line and change that rapidly. There's a few new ones to the market that are out there, but they're all going to be offshore in your Asian markets coming over here.
Okay, ones that are made here in the United States are Rikar, Kirby, and Oreck.
Yeah, Rikar, Kirby, and Oreck. Okay, there's also Rikar. Simplicity, which is the sister vacuum of Rikar.
Okay, Mexico's got Eureka, Hoover, and Panasonic.
That's correct.
And then I see in China's got a whole bunch of them here. Dirt Devils, Electrolux, Eurekas, Hoovers. Tell me it ain't Hoovers. Hoovers are in China now?
Yeah. And there's some Bissells. That's where all those Bissells come from.
Yeah. Well, gosh, what can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're trying to keep you from having business, but there must be things that you can do so that you don't destroy your vacuum cleaner. I mean,
yep.
You know, I'm already hearing the things that you clean out of there. I'm thinking, I've never had a dead bat. But, you know, rodents, dog food, all these other things like, rubber bands and things like that, I would think would probably tear it up too.
That's right. You just need to avoid those large things, pick them up. But things we've seen people do is that they will vacuum around the dog bowl. If it's on a carpeted area, the dog will slosh the water there. They go right after it. And what that does is that cakes the inside of your brush roll chamber. And then you suck up dirt. That's going to cake inside there and it is going to smell. And you also need to change that belt every 6 months if it's a regular slip belt. Yeah, tips and tricks.
You've got these things that, and I hear people argue about it, don't ever buy this kind, like the bagless one. It's just like a chamber. I always get one with a bag in because this bagless one isn't any good. I mean, what's the difference between that?
We fall on the line of bagged is better.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So, and it's because, why?
Well, with a bagless machine, you've got your filters. And the second you turn that vacuum on, that was the best that vacuum's ever going to be. Because you introduce that fine dirt, it gets onto the surface of the filter, and that motor has to work harder and harder. You can brush it off, clean it off, wash it off all you want. It's not going to get any better. And the ones that say they're a lifetime filter, it's the lifetime of the filter, not of the vacuum. And you want to change those about once a year. And when you add up the cost properly maintaining a vacuum, as the manufacturers say, you're going to spend more money maintaining a bagless machine than you would a bag machine.
Okay, that makes sense. You've got something. You've got suction versus airflow.
Right. In vacuum cleaners, you've got suction. That is actually the speed of the air going through, and then you've got airflow. That's the volume going through. Much more important to have the airflow, the volume going through, than it is. This is just the speed of the air. It's akin to looking at water. If you have a very small little garden hose and you're trying to spray off your sidewalk, you put your finger on the end of the hose. Sure, you've got that little Venturi action there. It's going to take you forever to clean off that sidewalk. But if you were to bring in a fireman's hose, open it up wide, you're going to clean off that thing fast.
Have I seen commercials where somebody puts one of these vacuum cleaners on a bowling ball?
Yeah, several years ago, that was the Oreck that did that.
And it would lift up the bowling ball.
Yeah, all it is taking the vacuum lock on top of the ball. We have a little demo thing. We have a funnel on a little tube. I can take it to my mouth, suction in on it, put a little airlock around my lips, and lift up that ball.
Oh, so it was just the magic of TV then.
Yes.
So anybody could have done that.
Sure. You're just eliminating vacuum, as it were.
So when they did that, it made everybody think this thing can pick up anything. But I guess any vacuum cleaner could have done the same thing.
It's the same when you take a straw, you put it in a cola, and you put your finger on the end, lift it up. There you go.
So any one of those could have done that. They just got the idea first of putting it on TV.
Yes, brilliant.
It was brilliant. Okay. Hey, look, we've been here with Mike Hokema from Hokema's Appliances here in town. They've been in business since 1964. And I tell you what, just outstanding people. You know, when you said something here is about serving the community.
Right.
And, you know, can you share with our listeners what that is?
Well, the Redding community and, you know, the whole North Valley have been just coming into our store and being very faithful. We've got third and fourth generation customers coming in. And we just feel it's almost our duty to serve those people and to be giving them the great service that we've been doing for years and years, and to continually do that and do it with honor and integrity.
And you've got over 150 plus models of different vacuum cleaners and sewing machines there,
right,
that people can come in. Mm-hmm. And again, buying local.
Right.
And you've got, the people that are selling it to you, you trust them, and then if there is, as time comes along, as you service them, you just bring them right back to you all.
Right, yeah. My goal is to have an American-made vacuum in every home in Reading. If they come in to see me, I can show them that product.
Well, that's good.
I really can.
So, all right. Where's your location again for everybody?
We're at 2736 Pacelli. We're about halfway between Hartnell and Cypress.
All right. Well, I've been there several times.
Yes,
and you're
sure
right have. There. And, again, I can tell you, my friends, if you need a machine, you need to go down and talk to them. But if you need servicing, they come, you know, y'all fix it. Everybody's cheerful. Comes back. Works guaranteed. You can't say enough about it.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. And you know what? Thanks a lot for supporting the community the way you do. It's not just a business with you all. You all are part of Reading. And you're part of, what makes Reading great. You know, businesses working together, the support of the community and everything. I really appreciate it. And I know a lot of other people do.
Right. Thanks for having me in this morning.
You bet. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here in a few minutes.
Black Bear Diner. Here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, November 6th. 50 degrees out there, 7:56 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting colder and colder and colder. This is the perfect time to go down there and have them, or have them, give them a call at 221-2642 so they come in and do a really good look at your heating system. Change the filters, check the air ducts, make sure everything's working, because that morning when it's 30 degrees and your house is 32 degrees, you probably want to have, and you have to break the water in the toilet to use it, all right? So you probably want to make sure that that heating system works. Well, Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air can do that 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Mike Holcomb is here with me today from Holcomb's Appliances, of course, and the economy. You've got kind of like a one-of-a-kind place here in town. I mean, I believe.
We are unique.
Yeah, and I can't think of another place because we always go to you anyway, so you don't look beyond that. Did you see a big change in the last few years with people?
Absolutely.
Are they making their machines last longer and all this, or try to?
The perceived notion is that the less I pay for it, I can just get another one in a year, and you definitely will get another one in a year when it's a lesser quality type vacuum cleaner. But if you want to look at it, if you look at a vacuum cleaner, usually you average between, you pay $80 to $100 for your, usually it's about $80 to $100 buys you about a year of vacuum. So if you just extrapolate that outward, the more you pay, you're going to get what you pay for in a vacuum cleaner.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Right, with all the different plastics that make up a machine, there's a wide variety out there. Your polystyrene plastics, that's the real brittle stuff. When you break off a point, it gets that little white and then finally snaps off. And then you've got your ABS plastic. That's what they make NFL football helmets and car bumpers out of. And we do have vacuums in our store. That's the Recar vacuums. Those are American-made that have that product in there, and they're much better built.
So they're not going to break when you bounce them against the wall
and all that. They have a minimum 3-year warranty on them, and they're really well built. I've been to that factory, too. It's really interesting how they put it together.
Are people still going door-to-door?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some guys active in town. Yeah.
Really? They come up? And then,
they have a little boiler rooms where they have folks saying, come see our new special. We'll give you a free carpet cleaning, et cetera, et cetera. And they get in your house, and they're there for 5 hours, and hopefully you can.
Yeah, your dog disappears. No, I'm just kidding. That is such a, that's part of Americana too. Besides the magazine subscriptions, there's the door to door, vacuum cleaner salesman that comes in there. And I just always remember this guy dumps all this dirt on those people's.
That is not us.
They dump it all over the floor. I'm going to show you how well this works. And he goes, where do I plug this in? Well, we don't have electricity here, that kind of thing. Our electricity's been off for 2 days and all this. So, but you don't do that, though, right?
Not at all.
No, you don't go to their houses and, here, let me dump this dirt, and not if you buy it.
Oh, we use clean dirt in our store.
Yeah, clean dirt.
That's right.
What's clean dirt?
Rice Krispie treats on the floor. Not treats, but just Rice Krispies on the floor, and we have this faux dog fur.
Okay.
We rub it on the floor there. It's because if somebody comes in with allergies, we don't want to expose them to real dog hair.
You do a lot of training for your people too.
Oh yeah.
We just got like about a minute left, but you do a lot of training, in your people, and it's like hundreds of hours, in fact.
Yeah. We have one of our fellows, our sewing tech is back in New Jersey right now, learning on all the new machines, and they send us vacuum folks to various seminars. We go to Las Vegas once a year for a big, convention.
Sure. Yeah. Come back with beads. Anyway, okay, Mike Holcomb, tell me again where it's at.
We're at 2736 Bacilli Lane right there in Reading.
Hey, thanks a lot. And, you know, and thanks a lot for supporting our local football too. We really appreciate that. Go to Holcomb's if you want anything done with your sewing machines and your vacuum cleaners.
Website too.
Oh, website. Which website?
Holcomb's.net.
You got it. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New Jersey has given incumbent GOP Governor Chris Christie a second term.
The only greatest honor and privilege than being a one-term governor of New Jersey is to be a two-term governor of New Jersey.
Christie easily won re-election last night in the Garden State, capturing 60% of the vote. Former DNC chairman and Clinton confidant Terry McAuliffe winning the governor's race in Virginia last night.
From Lee County to Virginia Beach to Winchester, thank you for what you did to help us get elected the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Meanwhile, State Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, the conservative Republican, said he may have lost the race, but the campaign did put a spotlight on important issues.
I'm proud that we ran on first principles and serious ideas based on those principles.
And among the principles he stood up for was opposition to Obamacare. Meanwhile, implementation of the healthcare.gov website, again under a microscope on Capitol Hill.
Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa, who heads the Senate Health Committee, says the Obamacare website hasn't been working as well as he'd like. But the focus should be on improvement, not destruction.
There are many who have spent the last 3 years doing nothing but trying to tear this law down.
Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander says the flaws could be fixed by the private market.
The right direction is more choices, more competition, that lower costs so Americans can afford to buy insurance.
That report from SRN's Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. The monthly Challenger job cut survey shows planned layoffs rose slightly in October, and John Challenger of Challenger Gray and Christmas says year-over-year job cuts in October declined for the first time in months.
The October job cut total, which was down 4.2% from a year ago, was the first time in 5 months that the job cut total was lower than the comparable period a year ago.
The Dow is doing well and early trading on Capitol Hill right now up by almost 80 points. And this is SRN News.
There's only one message that can change people's lives.
Join us for a historic television event from Billy Graham, The Cross, filled with hope.
I will make you new if you will let me.
With life, I realized that none of us is righteous, not even one. With a new message from Billy Graham.
And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
The Cross. Check local listings or go to watchbillygraham.com.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood starting at 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just 129. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
The government says it will begin selling Treasury securities with variable interest rates. Treasury officials say that the initial offering will be made on January 29th. The securities will have a two-year maturity, and the rate will be pegged to rates on three-month Treasury bills. It's the first new Treasury security in 17 years, and the government hopes that people will be attracted to its possibly higher rates. Yemen's president warning of sectarian violence in his country after deadly clashes continued for a second week between Islamic factions.
President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi denounced sectarian fighting that does not serve the security or stability of the nation. Rebels known as Houthis are clashing with ultra-conservative Salafis and jihadists in the city of Damaj in the northern Sa'ada province. Hadi called for both sides to practice self-restraint. A UN envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, was in contact with both camps to end the fighting. Keith Peters, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. After years of increases, testing for colon cancer may be leveling off. CDC Chief Dr. Thomas Frieden says far too many Americans are not getting screened.
About one in three adults aged 50 to 75 have not been screened as recommended by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. That translates to 23 million people who are at risk from preventable colon cancer.
A large government survey of older adults last year found that about two-thirds had gotten the recommended screenings. That's the same level as in 2010, the first year in a decade of no increase in the number of screenings. Americans who pass part but not all of the GED test are rushing to finish the high school equivalency exam before a new version rolls out in January. Their previous scores would be wiped out. About a million people could be affected with a new version. Test takers have to use a computer, and the test itself will be more rigorous and more pricey. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda. Good morning. Linda's on assignment. 8:05 in the morning, November the 6th. Gosh, what a great day this is. What can I say? Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, our chat room. Let's go to Kathy Lathrop-Cummings and our Wells Fargo advisor and have her tell us what's going on in Wall Street. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 66 points at 15,684. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1768. And the NASDAQ is reversing the trend. It's negative 18 at 3920. Active stocks this morning include Microsoft, which is up 96 cents at $37.60, and MindSpeed up $2.03 at $5 even. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 12 cents at $18.92, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 71 cents at $42.72. In the bond market, we find higher prices on the 10-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 2.64%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.26 at $94.63. Gold is up $9.70 at $1,317.80. And silver is up 23 cents at $21.87. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 8, and 9 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 because just as you heard right there, a lot of things happen, a lot of things changing in Wall Street, and you want to have people around that you can reach out and touch, and people that you see, people that you know, people that you trust. So give them a call at 243-7561, our friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, give us some weather today.
Partly sunny today. The high will be 74. Mostly cloudy tonight. High around 51. Partly sunny for your Thursday. The high near 71. No rain is in the forecast. Currently in Reading, it is 52 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
Hey, Bad Bob, when you share something, what's something you share with a large number of people?
Something I share with a lot
of
people.
Yeah, I mean, I share something with 8 million other people. Did you know that?
Air comes to mind.
Air, well, you know, that's something. But I share with 8 million others is a great night's sleep because my sleep number bed and my number is 35. You know, I've just wondered if they're ever going to have a convention and we all get together, 8 million of us.
In our jammies.
And we come up, hey. Sleep number 35. Oh, okay, all the 35s go over here, the 50s go over there. I can't say enough about this. Linda's number is like 40. You have the sleep number beds featuring dual air technology, which means each one of you can sleep on the firmness that you want. 8 million happy customers out there besides us, guaranteed, made in the United States of America. What can I say? Except right now at your Sleep Number store, you can save over $400 on a Queen C4 mattress sets plus special financing until 2015 with approved credit. Find out what your Sleep Number setting is at the Sleep Number store, which of course is down in the Target Shopping Center down there, and there's there next to the Vitamin Shop. A great place. The people there are so professional, and you go in there and you know what, my friends, the prices are really good. They've got great sales going on, and you get a good night's sleep. My gosh, you spend, you know, 8 or 9 hours probably a day if you're lucky in bed, you know, just laying down. And but so being able to sleep is so important. Sleep Number. My guest, Susan and Wilson, and she is coming here to talk to us about the Youth Violence Prevention Council. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm so glad. You're always smiling and happy. I tell you, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, like what exactly is the Youth Violence Prevention Council? And, you know, what does it do? How does it work? And how do people get involved with this? And we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai. Good morning, my friends. It's 8:13 in the morning. 52 degrees out there. We have our guest today, Susan Wilson, and we're talking Youth Prevention Council. What exactly is the Youth Violence Prevention Council?
Well, we're one of those nonprofit organizations in town that work with youth. We have a partnership with juvenile probation, And they refer kids to us, good kids, bad choices, I call them, the kids that they refer to us. Kids who have done something that someone doesn't like, either at school or in the community. And we work with them to do a little teaching, do a little management, and get them to understand the community a little bit better.
Okay. You have a number of things that happen with this. So what you're trying to do, frankly, is rescue the kids. Not rescue. That's not the right word. But you want to give them a chance before
an alternative.
Okay.
We're providing alternatives for them.
How can you get who sends the kids to your program?
Mostly juvenile probation. Also, we get a lot of kids from high school and middle school. Kids that come from high school and middle school come for things that happened at school, violent behavior maybe, or smoking on campus. We get a lot of smokers and we get a lot of shoplifters.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Shoplifting's a big thing.
Shoplifting's a big thing.
We're part of this Citizens Crime Watch. Not mm-hmm. Citizens Crime Watch, the Businessman's Crime Watch, right. In the sense that people, you know, I get to read all the emails that people mm-hmm. send. It is amazing the amount of theft and that's going on out there. But I wasn't thinking of so much as our kids as our, you know, these all seem to be like older people uh-huh. that are uh-huh. getting this. My favorite one was dressed in a wetsuit the other day, wetsuit and a leather jacket.
I saw that one.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
it was a wetsuit and a leather jacket. Was that right? Am I correct about that? And he was what, carrying a duck? I'm not sure about the duck, but the, if you happen to see a guy in a wetsuit and wearing a leather jacket, you might be wise to not to let him check into the hotel today. Okay.
The thing about kids is they learn this behavior from adults. You know, a lot of the behavior they learn is from adults. And one of the things we have to remember about kids is kid brains are not fully developed. So, you know, we hold kids responsible. I'm not saying we shouldn't, for things that sometimes their brains just aren't quite ready to work on. So.
But I thought a guy, male brains didn't until they were like 25, though.
Yeah, male brains are slower to develop than female brains. And what we're talking about here is the prefrontal cortex, you know, the part that is decision-making, rational thinking.
The part that thinks beyond the end of their fingers?
That's right. And, you know, the thing that I always tell parents is the insurance companies figured this out long before we figured this out, you know, because think how long young men have been paying higher insurance rates until they're 26, 27, 28 years old.
Sure.
So we need to apply that to everyday life. You know, we need to give kids some alternatives, some directions. We need to engage them in the community. And that's what we're after.
Well, do you find, when you say that most of the children that come to you all that are coming from existence from family problems, or do you ever get the ones that just happen to take that wrong turn because they have bad friends?
Well, I think it's a combination of both of those things. We know that, the research shows that kids are susceptible to what their peers suggest and so on, but kids who have developmental assets, kids who are strong within themselves because they have strong family, are more resilient and able to avoid the bad choices that their peers make. On the other hand, when their families are making bad choices, the kids don't have an example to follow.
So they just do what their parents do. Mm-hmm. Do most of them come from single family or single parent families?
No, I don't think you could say that. It's interesting for me. I'm not the person that goes to court, but I am the person that does our parent training. So now our court orders, every kid that comes through our youth peer court, we run the youth peer court, every kid that comes through the youth peer court, their parent is ordered into parent training for at least one session. And how interesting has that been?
You know what? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about youth peer court real quick.
Okay.
Youth peer court is what exactly?
Youth peer court is an actual courtroom. We meet in the federal building with an actual judge, and then we have a jury of youth peers. So kids volunteer or kids are, quote, sentenced to act as jurors in youth peer court. To participate in youth peer court, the young person has to say, yes, I did it. So, yes, I did the shoplifting at Macy's.
So they have to admit that they did it.
They have to admit their guilt going in.
And if they don't, though, then there's no peer court.
There's no peer court.
Because now
they go to somewhere else. So this is a really wonderful second chance that the community is giving these kids.
And this is from for kids from 12 to 17.
And
then the other youth volunteers from 12 to 18 who volunteer their time as jurors, attorneys, and clerks.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the adult judges and all this.
That's right.
Does it save them? Or is it, does it just delay it?
No, we like to think we have a wonderful recidivism rate. You know, the juvenile justice system really runs recidivism rates that are like 70%, meaning that 3/4 of the kids don't make it.
Yeah, they come back and they're in trouble again.
Right. Ours runs, for kids that complete our program, our recidivism rate is less than 10%.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the program, because if you've got a 10% recidivism rate, and it's really an actually one, unlike the ones that we've heard from the county on theirs, if you don't count the ones that get arrested on other charges, this is remarkable. And if, you know, something working like that, because not only it saves the kids, but it saves us and the community a lot of time, trouble, and money. All right. We'll be right back. We're sitting here with our Youth Violence Prevention Council representative, Susan Wilson. And, we're talking about how the peer courts can save kids. We'll be right back.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy living. This is a place I've never seen before, and I've been forgiven.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Hey folks, Nate Aberea here. Join us this week on KCNR 1460's Friday Night Football as the West Valley Eagles host the Corning Cardinals with the Northern Athletic League title on the line. Pre-game show built by Muse Concrete starts at 7:05 live from the pasture in Cottonwood with kickoff at 7:30. The West Valley Eagles and the Corning Cardinals on the North State's radio home for high school football. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. It is 8:23 in the morning, 52 degrees out there today. It's going to go up in the 70s. It's going to be beautiful. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They have their own protected springs down at the base of Mount Shasta. They've been in the business for a long time, and since 1988. And check them out at MountShastaSpringWater.com. We use it. We like it. They're very Very affordable. The people are real friendly. They are very efficient. On Chester Spring Water. Susan Wilson is our guest today from the Youth Violence Prevention Council. We were talking about the peer court. And, you know, what it does, it works. You have a 10% recidivism rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously the program you're putting them through seems to work. Because a lot of these kids come from homes that are not the
strong.
Leave it to Beaver ones. Yeah, strong.
That's right.
Yeah, strong. I guess that's a good word. So what is it? How does this work then?
So what happens is the child goes in front of the judge and the jury, and the jury listens to their story, and then the jury of their peers decides what they need to do in order to compensate the community and to learn. And this is what we're about. We're about kids learning alternatives to the choices that they've made that are not good, you know, so good alternatives. So, for example, a child might be sentenced, I use that word loosely, to a class on life skills or a class on smoking and not smoking, class on marijuana, not using marijuana and drugs, class on alcohol, might be sentenced, I use the word loosely again, to job searching skills, how to get a job and then keep it once you have it, how to communicate with your parents.
You know, Susan, you do a lot in our community. You know, I like you. And Linda likes you. You know
that
what?
Might be more important. Is that?
I just follow along. Like the other day, we saw you at the soup kitchen. You're running.
Thank
the,
you
running
for
the soup
coming.
You know what? That's one of our. We do.
That is
go
a good
to
event.
A lot of events. I mean, we go to a lot of events. But the soup kitchen, we truly enjoy that. And, as we enjoy many of the events we do. But the soup kitchen, as you're making money for, you know, for help pay the electrical costs, which are just astronomical and are going to get worse, by the way, and we're going to have a show on that one too, for people. But it's the things that you do, you get involved with in the community here. But when we start talking about job skills and communication, why aren't there classes in high school, that it should be called living or life class, mm-hmm. where you go into that class for 6 months and you just, or 3 months. It'd probably be a 3 month class. You know, you roll people through this thing about getting a job, looking for a job, a bank book, how to dress, you're going out in society to do this. What happened to those classes? Or was there ever a class like that? Or did we just get them at home?
Well, I think there are life skill classes for ninth graders or something. But one of the problems for me is expectations of kids, you know, and I think that the high schools, at some point, there are a group of kids who are not making it and the high schools kind of give up on them. And we're in this college going culture. We think everybody should go to college. I think everybody should graduate from high school. That's where I'm coming from. And that's one of the things that we work on really hard with kids that come through our program is, where are you going from here? You know, what is your expectation for your future? It's heartbreaking when you hear a kid say, well, I don't know if I'm even going to graduate from high school. Where does that leave you in life? You know,
you can't even enlist in the military.
That's right.
Because we don't want a non-high school graduate. And you know why? Because if they can't finish high school, they sure as hell are not going to be able to finish a four-year tour in the Marine Corps.
That's exactly. And one of the big points of our program is that if a kid finishes our program successfully, then whatever charge has been made against them, you know, let's say shoplifting, that charge is taken off the records.
Expunged.
In a way. Expunged.
In a way. It's still there.
It's still there, but it shows that they successfully completed and whatever and whatever. And so bringing up the whole point of the military, you can't get into the military with any kind of record today.
No,
you know, you can't be a fireman, a policeman. You can't be so many things in our world that this is really a second chance for those kids.
And they seem to understand it because you're getting the 10% recidivism rate.
That's right.
Which is great.
That's right.
And the, you know, so the other kids must be helping them too, but the classes you're getting, I mean, even starting at middle school. Middle school only for the Boys Council is group discussion settings, promoting health, positive relationships, confidence, self-expression, school engagement, choices of life, tour of the county coroner's office.
Yeah, so if you drink,
Some graphic photos.
Especially if you drink. You get to go look at those pictures.
Yeah, do you remember Signal, what was that, Signal 21 or something like that used to show when I was going to high school? Mm. Part of the driver's education class. And everybody was taking that was Signal 11 or Signal 21. Did you ever hear that, Bob, when you were growing up? I'll tell you why. What it was a story of I think it was from California. And what they would do would show you what happens to people that drink and drove or that drove stupid. And it was these very graphic movies, you know, videos of these horrible wrecks with these cars smashed into pieces.
And hamburger movie.
Yeah. But they would show this and it's like, oh. And that affected people probably for about a week.
And that's what you get on the corners tour.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this is something. So this thing, they go outpatient services at Empire, girls circles, job searching schools or skills workshop, life skills, money manners, financial awareness.
You know, a lot of these kids, debit cards are just money to them and they don't realize there's got to be money behind that debit card. You know, so we spend a lot of time.
I got plastic. Must have money.
That's right. It's not a credit card. So it's really interesting just working with some of these kids who haven't thought through some of these things.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk to, if you got questions, we'll talk about how people get into this, where the future of this is, who pays for it. That's the big thing. And, I kind of got the ideas why we do this. But who pays for this? And again, how do you get your kids in if they need it? We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
For alcoholics and drug addicts, there's really only one battle in life. It's the battle to surrender. Once that's over, recovery begins. Rarely is this ever done alone, but there's help at Empire Recovery Center. Getting real lives back since 1971 and serving 9 counties, Empire has residential care, detox, and outpatient services both here and in Shasta Lake. Empire Recovery, 1237 California Street in Redding, 243-7470. That's 243-7470.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. 605-4567 is our time. November 6th is our day. And, I mean, that was our phone number. Our time is, who knows what our time is. 8:33 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. And, of course, we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place. It's a great place. Bob?
It's a great haircut.
Do you like it? I like it. They do. They give great haircuts. They're nice people. Can't say enough about it.
Good old conversation.
They shave around your ears and your neck. I mean, that's what they used to do. But they do it down there.
A man holds a sharp blade to your neck.
They become your friends. They become your friends. And you just sit there. It's probably the only time that you're, during the day, they're just going to sit perfectly still right there. DC has never once cut me. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, our guest, of course, is Susan Wilson. We want to talk the Youth Violence Prevention Council. Somebody pays for this.
It's not the families that pay for this. We get money from a whole bunch of different places. I'd say a few of our major supporters are juvenile probation and the court system. They give us quite a chunk of money, maybe up to about $30,000 a year between the two of them. We get money from the Shasta County Office of Ed, through tobacco funds to keep kids from smoking. We get money to work with foster kids particularly. We also get money from various law enforcement agencies. We get money from various cities, Anderson and Shasta Lake specifically. We get money from grants. For example, the Redding Rancheria has been a real supporter of ours over time.
I don't think people realize a lot of times how much the Redding Rancheria, Wind River, people think Wind River and people pulling on slot machines. I don't think people realize how much Redding Rancheria does for this community.
They put a lot back into the community.
Yeah.
They really do. And,
there's several organizations, big organizations that don't ever say anything. Mm-hmm. And they don't get the accolades they should.
Right. From time to time, we've had big state grants. We don't have any right now. We depend on local people to support us, not necessarily in money, but in kind. So, for example, Christmas is coming up. We'd like gifts for all the kids that we work with, not all of them. One of the programs that we have at Youth Violence Prevention Council that we have barely touched on is Plus One Mentors, where we match adults with kids. Currently, we have somewhere between 35 and 40 matches. We have kids waiting for adults to work with them one-on-one. So the Plus One Mentors program, what we do
How's
is...
How's that work? Does that work?
Yeah, it's a fascinating program. The literature shows that youth need more than three adult relationships in their lives that aren't their parents, that aren't their family members. And so when they have those extra adults, like a mentor or a neighbor or a bus driver or a teacher or a coach or a pastor, they are much more successful in life. So to meet that need for some of these kids, you can already tell who are fragile. I call them fragile kids, good kids, bad choices. We need other adults that will
make good choices.
Help them
make good choices. Yeah. Even in businesses, they talk, real successful businesses and how to grow businesses and all this. Mentors. Through that, to help a young business, you have mentors from people that are successful in businesses. So having a mentor for a young person that is having problems, that is successful, is stable, and can help them make right choices is a great idea.
Right. So one of the ways that the community can help us with the mentoring program is to provide activities for folks. So to give another shout out to Charles Byerly, they had the mentors and their kids come in and learn how to make pizza in their kitchen. How cool is that?
Yeah. Well, it is cool. It helps, I learned how to make pizza and went with fundraisers one time out of Mary's, too. Uh-huh. And, how to make a pizza is not easy.
No, I didn't think it was easy at all.
No. I see these people that are kind of, throwing them around the air and down there. Anyway, what other kind of, you've got mentors. What other programs are for the, in youth prevention?
So another program that we just touched on, a little bit was, Triple P or Positive Parenting Program. All our kids' parents are ordered by the judge, to attend at least one session of positive parenting. And it's a great program because talks to parents about assertive discipline, and it talks to parents about not screaming and yelling, not spanking, not doing some of those punishing things that we know don't change behavior in kids. And I think the most common, I ask parents after they spend 2 hours with me to make a commitment. What are you going to change about your parenting? And I'd say the most common thing is, I'm not going to yell all the time anymore. Because what do you think the kids learn if their parents yell all the time?
Well, that's true. You know, you learn what's around you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what you're trying to do is kind of change behavior a little bit.
Right.
We just had a phone call came in to say, what about the children who volunteer?
So we have a lot of youth that volunteer, hundreds. They volunteer in two basic ways. They volunteer in our youth peer court. And in our youth peer court, they act as the jury. They act as the attorneys. They act as the court clerk. But we also have a program during the summer called Shasta Youth Leadership Camp, and we have kids who volunteer, youth that volunteer there. So, I mean, through the year, we figure we have up to 1,000 youth that volunteer in programs in various ways. And that again is, they get to meet other adults, they get to have responsibility, we were talking about responsibility. So I think that that's just great. And those volunteers, you just call us up.
So the the volunteers, the kids that volunteer, the youth that volunteer, it's a way for them to kind of give back to the community too.
Yes.
And they can even act as mentors for other children. I guess if you've got a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old, maybe they can, I don't know if you let them do that or not, but they're out there to help and assist. And this is one of the reasons it's successful too, is because you've got peers, counseling,
right,
judging them and say, hey, look, I've been in the same spots. So, you know, and I've heard, I've heard every story that you could possibly tell you because I told them first.
Yes.
That kind of thing. Okay.
Exactly. So I think the major way that we use youth as volunteers is as jurors in our court. And our court meets weekly. You know, people need to know that. So this is a major program. So we meet weekly for a couple of hours, 6 o'clock in the evening, first and third. I'll get it wrong, I'm sure, but first and third Tuesdays and second and fourth Mondays.
How many people involved in this thing?
Lots.
Well, lots. Is that like 100, 200, 300?
We have through the court about 200 kids a year.
Okay, that come through the court.
But we also have kids that just come for classes.
Right. But 200 kids that come through the court, then you plus all the peers, and you're saying plus all that. So I mean, we're talking maybe 2,000 kids involved in this thing.
Lots of kids.
Okay, you know, from 12 to 18.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of our youth there to be, and especially it's in a positive way.
That's right. That's right.
And
everything is supposed to be positive.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't hear a lot about it.
No.
You don't hear very much at all about
Mm-mm.
it.
No, it's kind of one of those hidden programs. That's why I suggested to you when I saw you one time. I said, you know, let's just talk a little bit about this youth peer court, because I think people need to understand that our community provides a lot of services for youth that people don't even know about,
you
know, unless they're referred by someone.
Well, now they know a lot more about it. Let's take a quick break here. Susan Wilson's our guest. I want to find out we want to talk about how do you get a hold of the council? Who's on the council? I know it's some names there. And then, if you want to get your kids involved with this thing, is how to do it. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups.
Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ticheli Lane in Redding.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Hey, it's 8:45 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Gonna be a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there. You know, an in-store deli. The North State's nutrition experts. I mean, you've got organic food, raw food, any type of food you're looking for down there, plus all those supplements, vitamins, bulk food, bulk dried food. I mean, just great stuff down there. Joe and his group down there, his experts down there on 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center back there. Their phone number is 244-9141. And then Vicki has started the Amazing Foods for Life, which is a gluten-free, recipes and mixes that you can just add and, you know, add egg if you want to, or there's other things if you don't want the eggs. To make very nutritious and not just nutritious and gluten free, but very, very tasty.
Delicious.
Food out of that. Amazing Foods for Life. And I tell you what, it's kind of, you know, she and Huck started this. They're in like 26 stores now on the coast and here. So I can't say enough about Orchard Nutrition and our friends there. Tomorrow I'm going to be to Cornerstone Bank, along with a bunch of other people, as we're collecting money for RABA, to give a veteran a ride. And what they do is, for every $10 they get donated, they get a punch card that then veterans can get a punch card for free and can ride the buses for free.
That's a great program.
It is a great program. And so just come on by tomorrow, and they've got a donation table there. We'll be down there. There'll be a lot, you know, some other people we all know will be down there too. But we want you to stop by, just say hello to us too, but drop off $1 or $2. You're on your way back and forth. Don't buy the latte that day. Just drive over and drop it off there. And you're really going to be helping a lot of veterans. They've helped thousands of veterans over the years. RABA has with this punch card. So we'll be out there tomorrow. What else? Our guest today, Susan Wilson, we're talking to Youth Violence Prevention Council and how great it's been, the impact it's had on thousands of kids. And it's something maybe not known. And you've got a big board of, your council?
Right.
There?
We have a board of 22 people.
Yeah.
We meet at 7 o'clock in the morning because these are busy people. So we have people like, Sheriff Basenko, we have a representative from Shasta County Public Health, John Berry. We have a representative from the RPD, Captain Moore, Roger Moore. Also, Michael Johnson, who's the chief down in Anderson, sits on our board. Wes Foreman was sitting on our board. We have
wonder where Wes is sitting today.
I don't know Wes is today.
But you know, what you've got is a cross section of the community there.
We really do. We have people from Morgan Stanley and other people representing the business sector, and mm-hmm. then we have people representing education. We also have a youth on our board to give us guidance as we make those policy decisions.
It's always good to have somebody with a different point of view.
That's right. So we're very proud of that.
How do people get a hold of you?
They call 244-7194, or you can go onto our Facebook page. And since I'm not a Facebook person, I can't tell you what to do or how to do it, but I'm sure if you do YVPC in Facebook somehow, you'll get
YVPC in Facebook. YVPC. There we can do that. It helps thousands of kids. It's, the money's put up by the county and the, I guess the state funds in there mm-hmm. someplace. And then, and what it does is it takes these kids that are on that verge of going the one way, where in the future we're going to have to spend literally
millions
on them if they keep getting into the system, getting arrested, getting incarcerated. This group takes them through peer counseling and through classes and mentoring, saves 90%. Your recidivism rate is 10%, which is fantastic. We could just find some way of doing that with the big guys, with the adults. So it's something to support, and it's something that we've we hear people talking about it. We know it's just platitude. But now you kind of know what it is. You see a face behind it with Susan. And again, the phone number for, you know, if somebody wants to have their kids volunteer or they want to help.
That would be 244-7194.
That's great.
Thanks.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing for our community.
It's a great thing for our community.
Yeah. I mean, if you can say, I mean, you know, frankly, you got to break that cycle in kindergarten, mm-hmm. the cycle of violence and, drugs and thinking it's okay to do bad things and not accept responsibility for your life. Well, if you can start it at kindergarten, by the time they're 18, we won't have this. You'll be out of business. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
But then we would just change it to teaching kids more skills. Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Thank you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Okay. Living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted the men and women who have made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans. Hundreds of local veterans are in need of transportation to work and doctor's appointments. Join us this Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank, East Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and make a cash donation to provide our veterans free RABA bus passes. Help salute our veterans and help make their day-to-day lives easier. It's the least we can do.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leiter reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charlam Drive. As an auto repair shop, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Located 1 mile south of Highway 44 on Airport Road and Charlam Drive, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop on by Miller Collision Center, again at the corner of Airport Road and Charlam Drive in Redding.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Well, I won't back down.
No, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:50, what, 6 in the morning. Yeah, 53 in the morning. Tomorrow, we're going to be out at the Cornerstone Community Bank in the corner of Cypress Avenue and Hempstead Drive. And this is for, this is the RABA's fourth annual salute to the veterans. When you drive through there, for every $10 donation, you get a, you also receive a raffle ticket for an opportunity to win the two-night stay with dinner for two at Straw House Resort. It's a $650 value. RABA will match every dollar raised to provide twice as many passes to the Veterans Service Officer, and of course, Bob Dunlap, for distribution starting Wednesday, November 13th. Now, this what this does, it gives them punch cards for veterans to be able to ride the buses. And these are veterans that could be homeless veterans, veterans in tough times, but it's kind of like a thank you very much for the for your service. So come on by tomorrow and stop by and see us and just drop off you know, a donation, and it doesn't have to be $1,000. Like I said, it could be your it could be that $4 latte or $5 latte you're getting that morning, and just drop that off. You can help a veteran, and we'll be there tomorrow. Again, Cornerstone Community Bank, or Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of Cypress Avenue and Hempstead Drive. All right. Okay, Bad Bob. These killings we're seeing, and you made a big point the other day that it's during the big marijuana. It's during the big marijuana harvesting.
Harvesting. A lot of money floating around.
Yeah, you know what?
A lot of cash money.
There is. But, you know, the other parts, too, is I'm not used to the fact of, here's my hometown, has had all this stuff happening in the last 5 days. I mean, this is not like Reading.
It remains to be seen if this is an aberrant uptick. It's just a bunch of things happening at once, or if this is a trend. We actually need, unfortunately, another few months to before we start panicking. I think that all you have to do is drive through downtown Reading to see that the flavor of the town that I grew up in has changed dramatically just in the last couple of years. If you travel California Street down through the Dog Leg to South Market, it's a lot different than I remember as a kid. And there's parts of this town where I would be loath to travel once darkness falls. And somebody made a good point about a need for extra vigilance, because now when people are getting off work and going out to their cars, it's dark. And there is a trend upward nationally that when daylight savings time kicks in, personal crime, such as assaults, takes a massive uptick because now these people are operating under cover of darkness. Yeah, so that's something to be aware of.
Well, you know, you're talking about marijuana and the fact that we're making it harder and harder around here to grow it. And, through the board of supervisors and the city council, because, you know, remember the Colorado voters, approved the use of just marijuana. For anything. You don't need it's just, if you want to smoke it, that's fine with us. But what the Colorado people did was they imposed a sales and excise taxes of 25% on newly legalized recreational marijuana, and they're earmarking the first $40 million in revenue for public schools. The voters voted for, the voters approved that one. And that would bring, the move showed a willingness to tax marijuana for the public benefit. And at the same time, they defeated a broader tax measure that would have increased state income taxes to raise $1 billion for schools. So the thing is, you want to smoke marijuana, that's great, but you're going to pay 25% of everything that you make on it.
The thing that comes to mind, though, is, remember, you know what a cigarette boat is? I think we're going to see a resurgence.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And
well,
why they were built in the first place. Well, yeah, they were to evade these taxes.
That's right. Well, that and, well, they were using it for marijuana. It could be called a marijuana boat too.
Yeah.
But you're right. And here's the other thing too is, my friends, and let's just put it out again. When taxes start going up too much, and I've seen it in foreign countries I've lived in with the people, I mean, they're very open about it. The government knows about it, but you start having a gray economy.
Oh yeah.
A gray economy is they start doing barter or they want to be paid in cash. And when you get paid in cash, you don't declare it because they're tired of paying 65% of everything they make to the government for socialized programs. And so what's going to happen in Colorado? Okay. Yeah. They're going to make some money on it, but there is going to be, they're going to start bootlegging marijuana into a place where it's legal. So they don't have to pay the taxes on it. I mean, it's crime. So, and when you start thinking about the more you're paying in taxes, the more people are going to start pulling back. So then you're going to have to raise the taxes more to pay for the social programs. And I tell you what, it's just not going to work.
Something we might touch on, maybe tomorrow, although you'll be on remote. This new mayor of New York says he's going to pay for everything by taxing the rich people. What happens when the rich people say, I'm leaving town?
Well, look at them. They have, and they will. The three gun companies, by the way, have just left New York after the rules they made. So there's millions of dollars in taxes that are no longer there. Okay, hey, tomorrow, again, we'll be at the Cornerstone Community Bank there on Cypress and Hempstead. Come on by, drop off. We're going to have guests rolling through there, a variety of guests. Give us a chance to kind of catch up on things that kind of like stuck in your craw. Carl Lindebot, KCNR,
Craw.
Well, I'll tell you that tomorrow too. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's another visit to Capitol Hill today for HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testifying before a Senate panel about the rocky rollout of Obamacare.
There's no way to sugarcoat it, says Secretary Sebelius.
In the last 5 weeks, access to healthcare.gov has been a miserably frustrating experience for far too many of these Americans. It's unacceptable. I am focused on fixing it, and I'm accountable.
That's not good enough for Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts.
You have said America should hold you for accountable, which is why today, Madam Secretary, I repeat my request for you to resign.
Sebelius appeared unfazed by the direct criticism and said progress is being made in fixing the healthcare exchanges, but she also said more work needs to be done. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Democratic National Committee Chair Terry McAuliffe is off to Richmond after scoring a slim 3%